Over the last few weeks, we've been inundated with questions. BMR, calories, plateaus, workout nutrition, what to do when you have the munchies? These are some great questions. So today we're dedicating this show to answering those questions. This is episode number 52 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to show number 52. How are you doing this week, Jeff?
I'm doing excellent. It's now into the new year. And you know what we haven't done yet is get a weigh-in for you. This is going to be the year where you're going to hit your goals, right?
It is exactly going to be that. Just the January day here, I am weighing in at 250.5 pounds. And if you're keeping track at home, run the numbers there. I've actually gained 2 pounds here over the holidays. It's been a good holiday, but actually it was a little bit higher than that. But, you know, as the weight stabilized, getting back on the normal diet and exercise regimen, just 2 pounds over the holidays. And what about you, Jeff? Did you gain weight over the holidays, or did you just, you know, miraculously lose weight?
Well, I'm up a couple pounds, but another couple of weeks I'll be back to normal. Of course, it's the holiday season. And like we always say, as long as you're eating well between New Year's and Christmas, Christmas to New Year's isn't that big of a deal. But you know, Russ, I'm thinking this is the year where you can truly get down to and actually make these weight loss goals for final. Not just lose another 50 pounds, but you can actually hit a true goal weight. So what is your weight loss goals for 2009?
Well, coming up in July, I have my 20-year high school reunion. And so the goal is, the first goal, is to hit 225. That's 25 pounds less than I am right now for that July. July 18th actually is the date of the reunion. And that's going to be actually right at high school weight. So pretty much I will be right in there, same. Everybody will recognize me. I won't be a bloated mess. And so that should be real nice. My second goal, and this is a lofty one, is to hit 200 pounds by the end of the year. And my body has not been that since I was probably 16. That's going to be a tough one. I don't know if my body's going to let me do it, but it's going to be my big goal for this year.
Well, I don't see any trouble in you hitting that. I mean, you have to think, you have 52 weeks to lose 50 pounds. That's less than a pound a week. When I first got into listening to podcasts, I listened to a show called Burning 20, where a guy was going to lose 20 pounds in 20 weeks. And I remember thinking, oh, this is ridiculous. That is so easy to do. And it is easy when you go week by week. You only have 1 pound a week. That is actually a very easy goal for you to achieve. If you don't think of it as 50 pounds and, oh my God, my body's going to fight back, but you think, I'm just going to lose 1 pound this week. There's really nothing to it. So what are you planning to do to accomplish this goal?
Well, I've been losing maybe a little less than a pound a week. I'm going to have to trim down the calories or just really, more importantly, track them very closely, exactly what I'm eating. And that's going to be the big thing I'm going to change. I'm writing down everything. Literally, I'm sitting at the dinner table. I've got my iPhone app, and I'm putting down dinner and breakfast and lunch, whatever I'm eating. Even when I go out to a restaurant, I was at a restaurant this last night, and I'm looking through the menu and finding out how many calories are in these things and what's going to be in my or below my calorie goal for that day. And you know, everything just needs to be just a little more focused, and I think that's going to get me that extra little bit per week. Other than that, I'm going to continue working out my elliptical machine, 3 to 4 days a week, and I want to get in some more weights. Starting off here right now to get some more muscle tone going and burn a little more fat.
Well, that sounds good. And I'm going to really be on you this year. I'm not going to let this pound per week slide. So I'm going to be asking every week, and I'm going to be making you accountable for this. But anyways, let's get into the show. This show, we're going to use it to catch up on some of the questions from our listeners. We find that when we get a question, that question usually represents a lot of people who have the exact same or very similar question. As well, some of our answers may be a little long for a regular show, but maybe just a bit too short for our feature section, so we're just going to kind of combine everything together and do a whole bunch of different topics here. And our first question comes from James, and he had quite a lengthy email, so I'll just summarize a bit here. Because of his obesity, at age 36, he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. He was 5'9" and 245 pounds. He had a panic attack, which really scared him, and he mistook it for a heart attack, and that is the thing that got him to change his lifestyle. And he continues.
It has been 10 months. I dropped 45 pounds, 8 inches in the waist, and I did it by eating like the person I want to be. I eat 1,800 calories a day and work out 6 days a week. I walk 7 miles a day and run one. I'm just stuck now for 4 months at 200 pounds. My question is there any better exercise for me to lose another 10 pounds and make my glucose numbers even better? Thanks for your help, and I look forward to all your shows. Keep up the great work.
Well, at 1,800 calories, you are literally starving yourself, and your body is doing everything that it can to keep you from dying. See, I worked out the numbers, and your specific BMR, basal metabolic rate, at 200 pounds is about 1,925 calories a day. That means that if you were in a coma, your body would still need 1,925 calories a day to survive without any movement at all. I would say that you would be in the moderately active range at least, so you'd burn at least 50% more calories than your BMR. This would put your daily caloric needs to maintain 200 pounds to be at least 2,800 calories. You are eating at least 1,000 calories per day less than what you need. So theoretically, you're in a huge calorie deficit, but you've hit a plateau. We've always talked about how it is always better to lose weight slowly so that you don't lose any muscle mass and so that your body doesn't go into starvation mode. Over time, eating too few calories gets very hard on your body, and it is simply fighting back to keep you alive. Willpower can never overcome your body's desire to stay alive when it thinks that it's starving. Now, most people think that you can't starve at 1,800 calories a day, but if that number is below your basal metabolic rate, that is a starvation diet, and it will never be successful in the long term. We'll leave a link in the show notes at fatfitradio.com for a calculator so you can figure out how many calories you truly need to eat. We always talk about, you know, eat like a thin person to become that thin person. You need to figure out how many calories you would need to eat at your goal weight and just start eating at those calories from now on and for the rest of your life. Now, in your case, if you lose 10 pounds and get down to 190 pounds, your BMR will still be around 1,870 calories. So theoretically, to maintain that weight when you get there, you could still eat 2,500 to 2,800 calories per day. So to get you out of this slump, it's very easy. You need to eat more. It sounds like it's not intuitive, but you have to get your body out of this slump. I would bump up your calories to at least 2,500 calories a day for a number of weeks and make sure that you're eating 5 to 6 meals a day to get your metabolism fired up again. And believe it or not, if you keep up your exercise and keep eating at that level, you know, 2,500 calories, you will lose that 10 pounds and you won't have to be starving yourself to get there. It's kind of crazy that you think you're working so hard, but you just worked a little bit too hard and ate a little bit too little, and your body's kind of winning at this point. Just trick it back into thinking that you're not starving and, you know, you'll get there.
Very good. I love that. Eat more to lose weight. That's one of my favorite things. All right. Our next email is from Jenny, and she writes, Russ and Jeff, thanks for your show. I love listening to it and look forward to every new episode. I really enjoy listening to you talk about eating for the weight you want to be. That is such a great concept, and I'm trying to make it my lifestyle. Not dieting down, then eating more, regaining, etc. The vicious circle I think we have all been part of at least once in our life.
Here is my question. Can you do a show on what you do when the munchies hit? It is so easy to find junk around the office. I know you say bring some carrots or something healthy, but there are times I have those things with me and still go for the candy jar, pastries, etc. How about some other suggestions on way to get past or over the munchies? Thanks, Jen.
All right, so first of all, you need to try to figure out why you are getting those munchies. You know, is it out of boredom? Are you not eating enough? You know, it's your body's way of fighting back when it doesn't have enough calories. It says, you know, give me something and, you know, you're going to go for that snack, whatever it is. Now, number two, why are you going for the snacks, the bad snacks, instead of for the good ones that you brought? I mean, you've done 99% of the work. You've prepared your snack. You've brought it with you. It's sitting there. But you look at it and you go, I'm going to go get that candy bar. I'm going to go get that muffin out of the vending machine. Somebody brought some cookies over there in cubicle 9. I want to get those instead. So why are you doing that? And now you have to figure out why that is. One suggestion here is to take a look at your goals. We talked about goals in the last show number 51, and need to review those and say, you know, why am I doing this? And why am I bringing these snacks? Why am I not going to want to choose that bad snack? And where is that going to get me? What is my goal? My goal is to lose weight. Yes. Then I need to eat these snacks. You need to review those goals on a daily basis. If you're not saying, this is my goal, I'm going to lose this amount of weight, I'm going to eat this food, these foods today, then of course you're going to go off that and your goal is going to be blown out because you're not going to be looking at it and keeping it in front of your mind. You know, we talk about, you know, this great saying, you know, and this, don't quote me verbatim on this, but you become what you think about. And if you're thinking about something else besides your goal, you're not going to meet that goal. So I would say get those goals and review them on a daily basis. And, you know, there might be some kind of emotional thing that you're, you know, not dealing with that maybe, you know, you need to talk with somebody about that. Hey, I'm eating these treats because I don't like my job, possibly. You know, that's a big thing. You know, you're unhappy in a job, you're unhappy at home, and you start eating to make yourself feel better. And those feel-good foods, those cakes and things, often they work. That chocolate gives you a little rush, and you feel better. So last suggestion is just to, you know, put little sticky notes around saying, hey, you have a snack in the fridge. Don't do this. Put those goals in easy reach and easy view whenever when you're feeling those urges for those bad munchies. Just take a look at those goals, and maybe that'll help you just stay on track and not eat those bad things for you. So good luck with that, Jenny.
Those are some good points. I totally forgot about people might eat at their job because they're not happy at their job. It just kind of slipped my mind. That's a really good point. You know, as a teacher, right before Christmas, we had all the teachers coming into the staff room and eating all the junk food. And I'm realizing, yeah, there's a couple days before Christmas, everyone's stressed out. The kids are just going crazy. So yeah, I really saw it quite a bit. But let's move on. Our next email comes from Melinda.
Yes, and she writes, hi guys, I just started listening to your podcast and I just love it. It is so awesome to finally have a podcast with people who are currently facing the same challenges as myself, which makes it a lot easier for me to relate and listen to. My job for you is this. Oh, good. We got a job, Jeff. I am a private investigator who does a lot of surveillance, which means long hours and very poor food choices. Since taking on a lot of surveillance jobs, my weight has increased by at least 25 pounds. I've never been overweight before, and this is hitting me hard. I'm looking for some suggestions for lightweight, healthy snacks and some light meals to take along. Any suggestions? Keep up the great work, Melinda.
All right. First of all, everything from the last question applies to you about goals, etc. But the main problem here is probably boredom and lack of preparation beforehand. We all see the television shows and the movies where people are on stakeouts and they're just eating donuts and coffee to keep awake. And I'm sure that's kind of partly, you know, how it is in the real world, because it's so much easier just to get junk food and fast food. And it takes a lot of work to be prepared for a long shift. What I would suggest is to have a large cooler with you. You know, fill it up with some ice, have some drinks in there, some water, etc. Have real meals in there. If you were not at your job, what would you be eating anyways? What are some healthy meals that you might have? Maybe to have some chicken, rice, and vegetables. Put that in a container. Keep it. It's going to be cool, but have it in your cooler. If you really just want to eat because you want something to eat because you're bored, we have a list of negative calorie foods that we've had in previous shows. So here's some of the things you can eat without really worrying about the calories. These have a lot of cellulose in them, so your body doesn't digest a lot of it. And also it takes a lot of energy just for your body to try to digest. So things like broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, celery, cucumbers, papayas, apples, cranberries, grapefruit, lemons, mangoes, oranges, pineapple, raspberries, strawberries, and tangerines. Now, these are specific foods that you don't have to really worry about the calories. And one thing I would suggest, everyone likes carrots. There's actually not many people you can find who hate the taste of carrots. If you are munching on a large bag of carrots just because you want to be munching and you're bored, you will actually get really tired of eating carrots, and you were munching, and you're not going to eat bags and bags of them because you'll just get tired of eating them. So if you want something, it's not going to throw your diet off. You know, carrots or celery are probably your best bet. And I know people say, oh, I'm sick of eating carrots or celery, but if you're eating just for the sake of eating, find something just from the list that I gave you that's not going to, you know, destroy your calorie goals for the day. So Russ, do you have any other suggestions here?
Yeah, you know, if I was going to go on a stakeout, Magnum PI style, I would definitely take along sliced chicken breast. That would be good to me. You know, some cold sliced chicken breast that was grilled and had a nice seasoning on it. That goes really great cold. Also, you know, I just had cold chili. You might think that sounds disgusting, but it was like a bean dip. It was so delicious. I could see eating that cold if you were going on a long surveillance. That would be great. And you know, if you make it yourself and make sure all the ingredients are very healthy, even dip that broccoli in there. Oh man, that would be really good. You know, there's just so many things that are easily that you might take for lunch that you would just take and like I said, put it in a cooler. That's just a couple suggestions. Also, we a couple shows back, we had a question about some kind of a meal that you could take with you, some snacks. And we had to come up with some things. One was these those oatmeal cookies that were homemade, that were real low calorie and high nutrients. Another one was some pancakes that you had found also.
That's right. I think the bottom line is you have to plan beforehand. Take things in your cooler and know that you're not going to get anything else from a convenience store that you plan to eat. You know, maybe pick up a coffee or something, but not food. If you have your food here, it's just like being at home. This is what you're going to eat for your meals, and just store them up and eat them when you get hungry.
All right, very good. Now let's go on to the next question here from Andrea. And she wrote in, "Hello, I really love your show. I like to listen to it when I do my cardio. It keeps me motivated. I am a 30-year-old woman living in Germany and have struggled a lot in my life with diets. In my worst years, I was around 160 pounds. Now I am 132 with a height of 5'4". I've reached that with a healthy lifestyle like you suggest and regular workouts. Now my real goal is to maintain, which is very difficult, and lose some more fat and gain muscle for a great shape and to boost my metabolism. I really believe that gaining muscle is the key now for me. My question is, how important is it what I eat? I have heard several theories that before you work out that you should eat proteins, and others tell me that I should not eat proteins 2 to 3 hours before a workout. I've also heard as well that after workout you should eat proteins, but there are others that say you should not eat them at all. So if I should eat proteins before a workout, how many? 2 grams or 20? How do you plan your meals and exercise? Thanks again for the great show. It gives me a huge motivation, and I have learned a lot about what I have done wrong in the past and hope now to find a balanced way to not gain everything back again. Best regards, Andrea."
So there are a couple ways to think about this. Number one, if your goal is to lose weight in a reasonable manner, eating an overall healthy diet of 5 to 6 small meals or 3 meals and 2 to 3 small snacks throughout the day is all that you really need to know. We always suggest that with every meal you have some lean protein like chicken or fish and healthy carbs like brown rice or fruit, veggies, oatmeal, etc. For an average person doing an average workout, that's all you need to know. You'll be fine. Weight loss is all about the total caloric deficit over a 24-hour period. My concern is that people can get caught up in all of these sports drinks and supplements, and that can end up sabotaging all of their weight loss because of those extra calories. Now, your main goal is now to maintain your weight and put on some muscle mass, so we can start talking about tightening up your nutrition, and this will make a big difference in your workouts. So most bodybuilders say that putting on muscle mass is at least 60 to 70% nutrition, but of course you'll still need to put in some good workouts and some real intensity during those workouts. Now, you can't do an intense workout with low blood sugar. Having low blood sugar will be the difference in getting those last few reps in, which is where all of the benefit of weightlifting really seems to happen. Your main source of energy is carbohydrates when you're working out. So if you want to get the most out of a weight training session, you should eat some simple carbs before you work out. And I eat about a half hour before, you know, perhaps just when you're driving to the gym or walking to the gym. The best things to eat are fruits. And the two best fruits out there for weightlifting are either a banana or an orange. Both are low in calories, easily digested, they'll give you extra energy that you need, and they will even help prevent cramps. So you need a little bit of extra energy on the way there and do that with some carbohydrates. You don't need a lot of calories. One piece of fruit is fine. Now, after the workout, your body's going to be craving protein to help recover from the workout and to repair all of those little microscopic tears in your muscle fibers. Most hardcore bodybuilders or bodybuilding websites, they're all going to tell you that you need to have a protein shake right after your workout or your workout's going to be worthless. But that's really not true. As long as you're eating your 5 to 6 meals a day, you're going to be eating every 3 to 4 hours, and you're probably going to be eating pretty close to when you finish your workout anyways. So as long as you're eating these meals, you'll get enough protein throughout the day, and that's going to be fine. One thing to remember is that protein only stays in your system for about 3 hours after you eat. So you always want the protein circulating in your blood so it can be repairing the muscles throughout the day and the night. So that's why you want to eat a lot of smaller meals, with each meal having a little bit of protein in it. Having that one protein shake right after you work out, sure, that's going to help you, you know, right after the workout, but it's more important to have a constant supply of protein throughout the day just to help recover.
All right, let's get on to the next one. It's about one of my favorite new topics here in these iPhone apps.
We had a couple different emails come in recently about these weight loss apps, and they're for the iPod Touch or the iPhone. And people have been sending suggestions, and a couple people have been asking us which of these apps have we been using. I have an iPod Touch, and Russ, you have an iPhone.
Yeah, I believe a few shows ago, I can't recall which one, that we asked if you had a suggestion for an iPhone app that you thought was great, was fitness or weight loss related, send it to us. And a lot of you have done that. We really appreciate that. A lot of these are just apps to track your weight. A few shows back, we mentioned one called WeightBot, and it was an easy way to track your weight. But there are apps that do a whole lot more than just track your weight. You can track the food you eat. A lot of them have a built-in database of real common, you know, foods that you can prepare at home, as well as a database of restaurant foods, both fast food and regular sit-down restaurants. And I mentioned here that I went to TGI Fridays just a night ago, and I looked up in my Livestrong app, it's one of the ones, and looked up the TGI Fridays menu and found something called Dragon Fire Chicken Dinner. And it was just a chicken breast with a spicy Thai sauce and some brown rice and broccoli. And it was really, really good. And it was only 500 calories. I found it specifically because I was looking in the TGI Fridays and somebody had input that information into the database. So it was awesome. We've got a few apps that people have sent us recommendations for, and we're going to be checking these out and posting reviews in the coming months. We got one called Absolute Fitness, and it's a comprehensive app. It's really got a lot of stuff in it. And you can track your weight loss and other fitness-related items very, very closely. Weight, food, exercise, body fat, blood pressure. I mean, there's too many to mention in this app. Fat Watch is one. It's kind of a next step up from WeightBot for tracking your weight. It allows you to set your goals and will identify trends in your weight loss. It's very cool. Another one, the one I've been using most often here, it's the Livestrong app. And that's the Lance Armstrong Foundation app. And why is it my favorite one? Because it uses the same data as the Daily Plate, which has been one of my favorite web apps. And I was actually going to buy you have to use the mobile service, and they made you pay for that on the Daily Plate. But the Livestrong app takes all that information, puts it in there, and the app is free, which is cool. And the last one, which I'm just checking out, and we got a specific email on it, was called My Weight Loss Coach. And the application is very Nintendo DS-like, and that was mentioned in the email. It reminds me of a lot of the game Brain Age, where it takes you and has you do tasks to make your brain age lower. And this is kind of the same thing. It wants you to do things. The first thing it asks you is to drink a glass of water. And then it also has a pedometer in it. And you put the iPhone or iPod Touch in your pocket, and it says, go walk for 50 steps, and then we'll calibrate your steps. So that's cool. It's more like a game than any other ones, but you know, if you're into that kind of experience, you should check it out. We're going to have a review of all these coming up on the website. And also, I want to ask if anybody out there wants to do a review. I've asked one person already, but if anybody wants to do a review of any of these apps, if you use one, like to do a review, we'll put it on the website. So that's the my apps that I've been using and ones we're going to be reviewing here in the future.
That's right. And the thing about these fitness and weight loss apps for the iPhone and the iPod Touch, there are so many of them. There's more than 10,000 apps now in the iTunes store. So there's not a shortage of these things to find. The thing is, I just don't want to try out 10 or 15 that are exactly the same thing. So hopefully we can provide some guidance there. Personally, I'm using FatWatch and WeightBot. They're just really simple. You put in your weight over the days, and it gives you all these cool little graphs to look at. And that's really what I've been using.
All right, very cool. And our next question is from Christine.
And she writes, Hi, Russ and Jeff. I am a 52-year-old woman, about 40 pounds overweight, who found you on iTunes and started listening a couple weeks ago. I love your podcasts, full of good information and really entertaining. Thank you. My question is, I know Russ started the 7-month Couch to 5K program this year. How is that going? I started the Couch to 5K program multiple times, the one that has you running 3 miles in 9 weeks. And I've had to stop or back off each time by week 5 due to various minor injuries. Achilles tendonitis, IT band syndrome, bursitis in my hip, all of which are probably due to 1, either being too heavy, or 2, not being flexible enough, or even 3, overdoing it. I run on the track or trail, some asphalt, and have found some good shoes fitted by a professional, so I don't think my problems are due to my shoes or running surface. So, after 5 weeks of running, I'm going back to using the 7-month plan, and I am stretching every night. Thank you both again for your fun, positive energy. As my kids would say, you rock, dude. Christine in California.
See, I responded to Christine by email, but I started the 7-month program, but I abandoned it in favor of working out on my elliptical. Also, for reason number one you mentioned, I hurt my knee when I did the couch to 5K, the original one. And I was just, my body was being beaten to death right now. I think it is maybe just I'm weighing a little too much just for that much pounding. And the elliptical awarded me a great strenuous workout without having that impact. And also it includes an upper body workout. Remember when Jeff originally told me that, I work on elliptical and I burn 500-600 calories in an hour. I'm like, what? And it is a great workout. I've been loving doing that. But actually, I've been, up until recently, sidelined with a broken toe. The flip-flops I was wearing offered no protection against a stadium-style seat that it went up against. So I've been doing a lot of walking mostly, but I'm getting back on the elliptical here recently, and it's feeling much, much better. So that's why I abandoned that program. But I have to agree with you that if you're maybe a little bit overweight, that slow program is a better one. I do still like that 7-month program. I think anybody can do it. But, if you are getting a little bit beat up, maybe you got to just make it a 14-month program. There's no hurry in these things. And, do that 1 month or that first workout many, many times before you go on to the next step. There's no hurry. And so good luck with that, Christine. And anybody out there trying to get to that 5K level and above, and just... It's I love running, but right now it's getting, for me, it's just not in the cards.
All right, well, let's move on to our last email question, and this question came in from Kim.
Yes, and Kim wrote, "Hi, I'm a new listener to your show. I am really enjoying it, and trying to catch up on all the episodes is a lot of fun. I listen while I'm on the treadmill, which makes the time go much faster for me. My question is about working out in the morning on an empty stomach. I have heard conflicting information regarding this. Some experts say you can burn more fat by working out first thing in the morning before eating. Other experts say this is a myth. What do you think? Thanks, Kim." And Jeff, I have to say, this has been one of those things. Like when I wake up in the morning, I think, should I eat a banana first? Should I not? What do we need to do?
Well, you're really not going to lose more weight by working out on an empty stomach. You might technically burn some more fat during your workout itself without eating if you were in a laboratory and they were testing you, but actual weight loss occurs over a 24-hour period, and it really has to do with calories in and calories out. So without eating, you will have less energy. You may not end up working out very hard or even cut short your workout. There's a ton of anecdotal evidence that working out on an empty stomach causes some people to eat a lot more later in the day because they just, catches up to them. The bottom line is, it doesn't really matter for weight loss whether you're going to exercise on an empty stomach or not. It really depends on the person, if you can handle it. If it's a matter of time, it may be better to get the workout in first thing in the morning before eating. And for some people, they can't work out right after they eat. So if they want to work out first thing in the morning, they really can't have a full meal before. As I said, it's really individual. Now, we talked about earlier, there's one exception, and that is you should always have something to eat right before lifting weights because you just won't have that energy. The best things to eat would be something like a banana, orange, yogurt, or even a small bowl of oatmeal if you're going to do some weights in the morning.
Somehow I thought that's what you're going to say, Jeff. I don't know. I was channeling you.
Yes, me and my oatmeal.
Very good. Well, I want to thank everybody for writing in those great questions. That was a lot of fun. And if you would like to send us a question or a comment, there are a few ways that you can do that. And the first one is by leaving a comment on the website over at fat2fitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
That third way is leaving a voicemail by clicking on the Call Me button over on the right-hand side at fat2fitradio.com.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com. So, Russ, what do you have for us for the recipe of the week?
I found this one here a couple weeks ago. It is shrimp and sun-dried tomato pasta. And I put pasta in that group of things that I am going to stay the heck away from when I am trying to lose weight. But you know what? It's not about just avoiding all pastas. It's about eating in moderation. And this is great. It is a shrimp, 3/4 pounds of shrimp, olive oil and minced garlic and pasta and tomatoes and basil. It looks delicious. Only 198 calories for a serving. And I suggest you go to the website right now, click on the link, and make this for dinner tonight.
Well, I'm just looking at it here, and all of the reviews from all the people who've tried it, everyone's saying incredible, very good, incredible. It sounds like a really good recipe.
Yeah, you know, it's from our friends over at sparkpeople.com on their website, and the reviews are out of this world, and I'm going to make this for myself real soon. All right, Jeff, so what is our homework for the good people at home this week?
One thing I know is that more than half of you who listened to the goal setting show last week probably didn't really set any goals. And I just want to remind you that if you truly want to succeed this year, this is an absolute must. So the homework for this week is to make sure that you're going to see those goals every single day until they're accomplished. Write them out on a sticky note and put it on your fridge, or put it on your computer monitor, or even put it as your wallpaper on your computer monitor, or get a friend or relative to remind you personally every single day, whatever it takes, so that you can't help but be reminded of your goals. Setting those goals was really just the first part. Now you want to make sure that you're constantly reminded so that you're going to follow through for the rest of the year.
Very cool, very cool. So what's our quote for the week?
Well, this quote comes from Confucius, and he said, "Our greatest glory is not in ever falling, but in rising every time we fall."
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I want to thank everybody again for writing in with your questions and comments. This kind of show right here, the question answer show, is directly because you sent us a comment or a question. So thank you very much for that. And all those show notes for anything we mentioned here on this show is going to be over at fat2fitradio.com, and you can check them out there. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.